This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Pre-law with Twizzlers may be more popular than the actual Twizzler Tuesday. We'll see. I'm banking on the fact that this week there will be no revelation of any type of bikini bet. In fact, the question has nothing to do with wagers or bets. Actually, I shouldn't say that. It won't for me. It might for you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. You can find us either on our Facebook page and see the latest edition of Pre-Law with the bags of Twizzlers. I was having fun with the bags of Twizzlers, and I ask a very important question at the end of the video, or you can do it on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then you know you can always find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We're inside the Quicken Loan Studios, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. So it is official. In case you're wondering, LeBron James is now a Los Angeles Laker. He wasn't officially a Laker until he signed on the dotted line on Monday. But there is a photo that was posted by his agency, Clutch Sports Group, that features him next to his agent as well as Lakers GM Rob Pelinka. And there's a pen and there's a contract. And it's done. A four-year deal worth $153.3 million unless he happens to opt out and then change things around after year three. But there certainly are some seasons now that the Lakers can play with. He's given them more time, locked into more time with them than he did with Cleveland. This is the longest contract he signed since 2010. And so the Lakers feel like they have a stability that they can use to lure other free agents and now build around this core of young guys. Of course, LeBron will turn 34 during the upcoming season. He obviously wants to win again. But the Lakers believe, and I don't know why you wouldn't, that after a season in which he played more than 100 games, including all 82 games of the regular season, that he's still got a lot left in the tank. So it is done. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get to your choice for Man Crush Monday. And also the latest team to be involved in the Manny Machado sweepstakes. This one I'm not so sure about. This one blows me away a little bit. One team is determined, that's the word that's been used, determined to bring Carmelo Anthony to town. So Machado and Melo, yes, you. Machado and Melo are the two names that could be moving, changing uniforms very soon. So yes, we will definitely get to that. But how about our Twizzler Tuesday question? That is a bag of Twizzlers. This, I happen to be holding the cherry Twizzler bites in my hand. These are Isaac's favorite, which would explain why the bag is more than half empty, because this was the bag that we really went through last week when I bought them. And then the traditional strawberry Twizzler chains. Oh my gosh, they smell so good. Don't worry, I'm not touching them with my nose. I'm just... Okay, I wish I could share these Twizzlers with you. It almost feels like a big tease that I have the Twizzlers, but you're answering the question.
People have feelings.
No. Well, I'm sorry if I'm hurting yours. But I feel like this will be an interesting question with a lot of different answers. I don't know what server you use on your home computer, laptop device, whatever it is that you use. But every time I open up the search engine that I use, there's a history of the websites that I frequent most often. And I wouldn't say paranoid. That's probably putting a little bit too strong, but I'm definitely anal retentive. And so I'm constantly deleting my history.
Google it.
And also on this particular page, I'll either delete or dismiss these websites that are sitting there just because I like to clean it up. It's like taking out the trash. But as I was looking at it on Monday night, I was thinking, man, if anyone ever opened up my laptop, I feel like they'd find me pretty predictable because I visit the same 5 websites every single day.
Nah.
I love Google. I do Google a lot of information, but we're not going to count that as a website. It is a website, the Google homepage for sure, but we're not going to count that as a website. Otherwise, I feel like I visit the 5 same web pages every single day. My computer's got me pegged. So, what are the 5 websites that you visit daily? And I swear to God, if you send me something about porn, that's it. You're getting blocked. So don't do it. If you visit a porn site daily, do not share that with me. Keep it to your damn self. So what 5 websites do you visit daily on the internet? And I'll reveal mine as we go through the show. But gosh, I feel so predictable. And most of it's for work. So I guess that's kind of the thing, is that at least people can figure out what I do for a living based on the websites that I visit. Also, something we're going to have to do, I think would be awesome, maybe in the upcoming weeks. The last 5 Google searches that you did, you know, because you could drop down the menu. How funny would that be?
Oh, no!
Your last 5 Google searches, don't those reveal a lot about you? You know what? In crime dramas, that's always the first thing investigators look at. Your search history. What websites and what information did you search for online? And it's a little bit creepy that I can search for something at work on this work desktop. And when I get home, that will be part of my search history. Same thing with my phone. Isn't that weird?
I'm not a science computer.
I don't even know how it happens. I just know that when I get home, if I'm looking at something on my phone or I'm looking at it on my laptop, all of my Google search history comes up. It's not just the one from that particular device. It's very crazy what happens with the cloud.
Are you signed in on a lot of emails on that computer?
Well, I'm signed in on both social media sites as well as every now and then on my Gmail. Now, if you're on your Gmail, that's how it's all connected. Your phone gets you, the desktop and my laptop at home. But I'm not signed in on my Gmail right now. I only do that when I need to write some messages overnight.
Scary.
It is. Google Cloud is always watching. Which is why the location services are not on. My phone does not have location services turned on because I do not need every Tom, Dick, Harry, June, Judy, and Joe to know where I am at all times and be able to find me. I know you know that we know that I know.
Everybody know.
It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. What are the top 5 websites that you visit daily?
You can't handle the truth.
It can tell people a lot about you, the websites that you visit daily.
What you said is correct.
Do you think Greg Popovich uses the internet? Oh my gosh. I have a lot more than 5, but I would say the 5 that you maybe first visit, your go-to 5, the 5 that you visit more often than any other, and use the hashtag Twizzler Tuesday. We're going to do a little baseball coming up because there were a plethora of walk-offs and game-winning hits. But before we get to there, can I tell you about the really kind thing that my neighbor did for me on Monday? My mom and I went on a shopping spree online on Friday evening. Because I have a bunch of supplies and gifts that I need to take with me to Cuba. And so we had this whole big long shopping list, and we hit Amazon.com. My mom has Prime, and we ordered everything. I mean, everything in this. Well, actually, we still have to place another one on Tuesday because some late requests have come in from Havana. Anyway, we have all this stuff that's coming in, and I'm telling you what, the shipping is fast. We placed the order on Friday night, and there were already packages delivered on Sunday. So now Amazon Prime delivers on Sundays. And there was a notification to my mom's account that two packages were delivered, but they weren't at my house. So we weren't sure if there was a mistake with Amazon's processing or with the tracking numbers or if they'd been delivered to the wrong place, which was my guess. So I'm sleeping, not well, but I'm sleeping early Monday afternoon, and a phone call comes in, and it's my neighbor from down the street. I'm not going to tell you what number house I live in, but his was one digit different. So he calls me up and he says, "Amy, this is your neighbor from down the street." He doesn't tell me his name. "This is your neighbor from down the street. I have a couple of your packages delivered here." Now, don't ask me why he didn't just walk the four houses down to where I am and leave the packages there, because I would. I'd prefer no contact. Just go drop the packages at someone's house. But he actually called me up to let me know where he would leave the packages for me. And he was going to hang up without telling me his name. And I said, "Sir, what's your name?" "My name's Robert." "Well, thank you, Robert. That's very kind of you." Because he could have, what, chucked him? I mean, I guess people would. There are probably some people who would do it, as opposed to making the effort to contact your neighbor. I did think it was interesting that he didn't just bring them down the hill a little ways. But it was hot. It was hot on Monday. It was 90 degrees. Maybe he just didn't feel like walking down there. So, yeah, he put him on a bench right next to his front door. And I felt like a lurker, but I snuck up his driveway and grabbed the packages and ran like the wind. But I thought it was really funny. Actually, I don't run like the wind ever. I thought it was really kind of him that he took the time to call me and to leave his number so I could call back and I could get my packages safely. And then after that, boom, boom, two more packages delivered to my door. In all, five packages since we placed this massive order on Friday night. So yeah, now comes the job of putting everything together in a couple of suitcases and two carry-ons. For those of you who don't know about my Cuba history, last year I lugged 125 pounds into Cuba. It was hot and it was hard. And I felt like I got exercise because my room at our casa in Havana, it's not a hotel. It's like a privately owned bed and breakfast. Simple, but safe. My room was on the fourth floor, so I had to lug 125 pounds up the steps and down and up the steps and down. It was insane, but it's worth it when I get to give the gifts to the Cubans and we get to have our supplies there for our youth week and stuff. So anyway, lots of shopping, lots of deliveries, even if they go to the wrong house, and I appreciate my neighbor Robert not stealing. I'm trying to think what was in these. Oh, I mean, they're, you know, just some clothes and some shoes for the Cubans mostly. And this was an interesting request. One of the pastor's son-in-laws that we work with on a regular basis at this church in Havana asked for whey protein. I've never bought whey protein in my life. Do you guys use whey protein? I know Isaac does. Yeah, so I had to buy whey protein. But of course, you can buy anything on Amazon. Let's hope they didn't lace it with something on Amazon. And I got two big canisters of whey protein delivered to my house on Monday.
What are you talking about?
Now those get to go in a suitcase. How fun. Yay. So yeah, there's lots of preparations. We leave in 12 days. What are your answers to our Twizzler Tuesday question? The top five websites you visit on a daily basis. A-Law Radio. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
As we get close to the All-Star break, Just past the midway point of the Major League Baseball season, we've got some great division races. And I love this. I love the drama. I love the tension. I love the scoreboard watching during the dog days of summer. We are now officially into the dog days. And the NL West, ooh, it's tight, a little tight under the collar. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Giants and Cubs into the 11th inning. They were tied at one. Who would blink first? Who would make the fatal mistake?
Number three.
He throws. Swing. Line drive, base hit to left field. The ball game is over. McCutchen comes in to score. On an 0-2 pitch, Pablo Sandoval slashes one over the infield into the undefended left field area. And the Giants have won it 2-1.
Pablo Sandoval left Boston last season where, let's be honest, it was a big contract that he did not play up to. He returned to the Giants, no longer the star that was part of their World Series wins, but he accepted his role, and he is now delivering. The Panda delivers. You hear the call there with John Miller on the Giants radio network. A day after he drives in five, he singles home the winning run in the form of Andrew McCutchen in the bottom of the 11th. And the Giants are putting pressure on the top two teams in the NL West, another of whom was in prime form on Monday night on both the pitcher's mound as well as at the plate. And they got a boost from a guy they just called up from the minors.
Fly ball well hit to left. Myers going back. It's over his head. It rolls to the wall. Grandal scores. Taylor's right behind him. Coles arrives at second base with another double for the Dodgers tonight. They've got 4-3 here in the fourth inning. 4-0 L.A.
Andrew Toles gets called up from Oklahoma City to the Dodgers and goes 2-for-3 with a couple of RBI. Charlie Steiner with the call on the Dodgers radio network. They also got a two-run single from Justin Turner. And with Clayton Kershaw on the mound, on the road in San Diego, he tosses six shutout innings, allowing just two hits, striking out five. His ERA at 2.61. This was an easy breezy win for the Dodgers, who are now just shy of 50 wins on the season. And what a milestone for Clayton Kershaw. He passes 2,000 innings thrown in a Dodgers uniform.
I should have done it a lot sooner. Just keep getting hurt. But yeah, no, it's cool. It is. Sounds like a lot of innings. Hopefully I got a few more left.
I hope so, too. He's one of my favorite pitchers to watch in the major leagues. Clayton Kershaw, courtesy of L.A. Sportsnet. So the Dodgers get a victory. Kershaw gets his third of the season. They draw a little closer to the stumbling Diamondbacks. In fact, the Dodgers are now just a half game behind the D-backs, and the Giants are only three games out of first place. Oh, and don't forget about the Rockies, 3.5 games out. Those four teams in the NL West all separated by 3.5 games. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I know the Atlanta Braves are probably the surprise of the first half of the Major League Baseball season, right now tied with the Phillies on top of the NL East. But the Tampa Bay Rays are a really nice surprise, too. Now, they play in the same division as the Red Sox and the Yankees, but I love their fight. I love their resilience. To me, they feel like the little engine that could, and they just don't give up on games.
Number two.
Now Hardy again ready. Kiermaier bluffs at third. Here's the pitch home. Swing and a line drive. Up the middle. That's a base hit. Kiermaier scores. D-Rob comes through with the walk-off single. The Rays win a wild one in extras. 10-9, your final score.
Andy Freed on the Rays radio network. Daniel Robinson with the RBI single in the 10th. So Tampa Bay edges Detroit 10-9. I mean, this is, okay, let's be honest. It was a strange one. And Rays manager Kevin Cash even called it an odd win. But good to see that offense come to life and support the pitching staff. Tampa Bay was coming off back-to-back road shutout wins over the New York Mets. And listen to this pitching number. This is incredible. And yes, this is part in large part due to Blake Snell, who did not make the All-Star roster. But Tampa Bay entered this game against the Tigers. Now, they gave up 9 runs as a pitching staff, but they entered the game with a 1.82 ERA in their last 15 games. So sometimes the offense isn't there, but the pitching staff has been dynamic. So Daniel Robertson comes through in a back-and-forth affair with a whole lot of runs scored. And I know maybe it doesn't matter because of the division that they play in, but give the Rays credit. They're 2 games above 500. They've won 7 of their last 10, including 3 in a row, and yet they're still 16 games out. Holy crap. They're above 500. They've got a surge going here, and they're 16 games out because it's the Red Sox at the top, best record in baseball at 63-29. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. We are expecting the Mets to be sellers at the trade deadline. The biggest question marks, Jacob DeGrom, Noah Syndergaard, will the Mets move those two twin aces? Hair or no hair, they're a lot of fun to watch when they're healthy, of course. And DeGrom is having an incredible season. He did make the All-Star team. The Mets are 16 games below 500, but every now and then you get a moment that's worth paying attention to.
Number one.
Here's the pitch coming. Swing, high drive, left field, walk it off, Wilmer. It's there. It is gone. It is over. It clipped the corner of the foul pole down the left field line, and the walk-off man does it one more time. Amazing.
Josh Lewin does not overstate it there on the Mets radio network. Okay, I can't believe this. I've gone to read this stat 3 times just to make sure I didn't get this wrong. Maybe giving the Mets dubious history. I mean, they were in the World Series a few years ago, but generally they're like the Bad News Bears of Major League Baseball. Do you know that Wilmer Flores is now the leader in Mets history with 10 career walk-off RBI? Wilmer Flores. Let that sink in. The guy that started crying on the field when he almost got traded 2 years ago. I mean, I appreciate that he was passionate and didn't want to leave. He is a career Met, but with David Wright on the shelf now for the past couple of years because of serious injuries, not just baseball injuries, Wilmer Flores passes him with his 10th career walk-off RBI, which breaks the tie with David Wright for the most in Mets history. I'm not kidding. How is Wilmer Flores the owner of that record in Mets franchise history? I mean, okay, maybe it's just me that's surprised. Are you guys not surprised?
Blood, sweat, and tears.
It's just, he's great, but it's not like the guy's a slugger that you would, like, if you could think of anybody on the Mets roster that you want up with the chance to win a game in the bottom of an inning, would it be Wilmer Flores? Be honest.
No shot.
Okay, but good for you, Wilmer. And Mickey Callaway, his manager, who's really had a rough first half of his first ever managerial assignment. Well, at least he's got something to smile about.
I think we've talked about it before, you know, his ability to put a good swing on the ball. He's obviously been, kind of on fire lately. And tonight, big situation again. He put another good swing on probably a pitch that wasn't executed, and he made him pay.
Wilmer Flores made him pay. 10th career walk-off RBI, the most in Mets history. No, come on. Every time I say it, I think I need to check that again because that can't be right. Someone please fact check me because maybe I just can't read. Good for you, Wilmer. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, a Twizzler Tuesday, as we say. Get out of here, Monday. We don't need you. We're going into a Twizzler Tuesday. What are the top 5 websites you visit daily? Minus the porn, I don't want to know. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. Kristen, we put a spot up on our Facebook page as well.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Some of these websites I've never heard of, I'll just be honest. But I love that you are, as usual, per the usual, weighing in like crazy for our Twizzler Tuesday question. It's more fun, isn't it, when it's a question that has nothing to do with sports? Though I would expect that many of your answers would revolve around websites that are based on sports information and scores and events and news and all that jazz. I will readily admit that one of the websites I check on a daily basis, more than once a day actually, is ESPN.com. I love their box scores. So when I'm following live events, I've tried other websites, and I don't like other box scores as much as I like the way that ESPN updates theirs. And they also have great insiders, a lot of whom I worked with when I was there at that network for almost 9 years. And so just because I left there doesn't mean I don't think that ESPN does an incredible job with information. And so I use that website a ton. The other websites that I frequent on a daily basis, some of them, of course, you're not surprised about. I'm always on Twitter. I'm always on Facebook. I wish I wasn't, but I spend 2-3 hours a day on social media just catching up with your messages and comments, but also monitoring the answers to our questions and posting different links to our various podcasts or YouTube videos, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's a never-ending job, it feels like. And so Twitter and Facebook are two that I'm on a lot. I like YouTube as well. I like to watch music videos on YouTube. A lot of times when I'm doing whatever, seat work. Remember when you were a kid, they called it seat work in elementary school? When I'm doing seat work or homework, I very often will pull up videos on YouTube and let them play because I don't have that music on my iPod or saved in my iTunes, or I'm just interested in seeing a new song. I'm on YouTube a bunch. I'm also, it just went through my head. Amy, you dope. What's the other one that you're always on that has to do with, SiriusXM. I have the SiriusXM app on my phone, and I also have SiriusXM on my laptop, as well as in my car. And so I am frequently on SiriusXM to either listen to the broadcast of a game, whether it's baseball, basketball, football. That's sometimes how I am able to follow multiple games. I have TVs and laptops, of course, but then I can also use SiriusXM to follow an out-of-market game if that's what I want to do. So I'm on SiriusXM a lot, and I enjoy a couple of different music channels on SiriusXM, so that's another website or app. Either one, whether it's a website or an app, those both qualify. So the top five websites that you visit on a daily basis or the top five apps that you use on a daily basis. There is one that I go to every single day that has absolutely nothing to do with sports, and that is TVLine.com. Because I am a sucker when it comes to spoilers for my favorite TV shows. So here's the worst. I'm going back and binge watching. I do a couple of different shows every summer. Someone will recommend a show to me. I'll ask my friends. They'll recommend a show to me. And if it's kind of in the genre that I like, I'll spend the summer watching. So last summer, and Tom and Isaac know this, and they were forever telling me to stop searching on the internet for information. I watched 5 seasons of Homeland last summer, and I was hooked. I couldn't stop. I would binge watch on the weekends. I would stay up way too late.
You can't read the internet.
And then I would constantly beg Tom for spoilers, and he's like, no, I'm not telling you, because Tom loved Homeland. The great thing about Isaac is he doesn't watch the season as a whole. He just watches finales. And so he could remember some information, but he couldn't actually spoil the entire thing. Of course, then I learned my lesson. Because like an idiot, I happened to be, they were already done with 6 seasons, I think, at the time. Now they've gone through 7 seasons, but at the time they were through 6 seasons. So I get on the internet and I search for Homeland spoilers, and I screw myself because I see that Quinn dies at the end of season 6. I was only in season 3 or 4, and I was ticked. Like, you idiot. He's my favorite character. Now I don't even want to watch because I know he dies at the end of season six. Anyway, so
if that's what he wants to do, I think it's great.
Great. Well, I ruined it for myself, like, in seasons. Now, I did go and watch all five seasons last summer, and I actually caught up earlier this summer. I watched season six and seven, so I'm now completely caught up. But I knew that at the end of season six, Quinn was going to die, and I'm like,
karma.
I deserve it. Thank you, Antonio Brown. Anyway, right now I'm binge watching Blind Spot. So a friend recommended it to me. I love FBI dramas, crime dramas. I love unique, interesting plots. And Jamie Alexander, who was in Thor, by the way, you should know her from Thor. Thor. That wasn't her. Anyway, she was awesome. She is the star of Blind Spot, and cool. It's through three seasons, so I, again, am like begging my friend to give me information because it's all kind of twisty, and she's like, do you really want me to know? You told me not to tell you any spoilers, and I was like, I changed my mind! So she gave me some info, but I go to this site, TVLine.com, because every night, especially during sweeps, they have all this like juicy information about what your favorite shows are doing, like preview videos. And so, yeah, I'm obsessed with TV spoilers of my favorite shows. And you know what? The DVR, keeping up with my, you know, the TV shows that I watch, that gives me a break from sports. Because let's face it, in the fall and the spring, sports are pure insanity. And so I need, on the weekends, a break to be able to catch up on shows. Some of the ones I watch, Blacklist. I still watch Grey's Anatomy. I love NCIS LA. I'm trying to think what else I'm, like, really into right now. There's some that I dropped. Oh, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. I don't watch Chicago Med. So, yeah, there's a bunch of shows that all dramas. I guess this chick digs dramas. I'm not into comedies. It's just not my thing. I'm not actually funny, as you know. So, comedies are not my thing. Anyway, I'm a sucker for TVLine.com because they're always, like, teasing ahead to spoilers. Isaac's shaking his head at me. Oh, no! I know. And then I ruin it for myself. This is what happens. So my thing now is just step away from the internet and don't spoil Blind Spot, because if you do, you'll be really, really angry. It's like going to the last page of a book of a murder mystery and finding out who done it before you've actually read it. Ah, I'm such a dork. Anyway, that's my obscure website that I visit every single day, TVLine.com. So what are some of the websites you visit on a regular basis? A-Law Radio. It's a Twizzler Tuesday here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I promise the Twizzlers are right here. So, Chris, Isaac, who's up next? Who wants to share your top five websites you visit on a daily basis?
My obscure one, well, it's not that obscure. It's definitely Reddit.com. I love Reddit.
Reddit? What's Reddit?
So Reddit is...
All I know is that the founder is married to Serena Williams.
Yes, and so Reddit is actually a collection of a bunch of different what they call subreddits, which is basically Reddit.com
subreddits.
Has a section or a subreddit for everything you can possibly think of.
Spoilers,
from
TV spoilers.
TV spoilers, cute animal pictures, video games, movies, sports, and the community is really, really smart. That's my favorite part about it. So, yeah, so if you love a particular thing, there's a subreddit for it, I promise.
Great. I'm going to have to check out Reddit.com. What did you say, Isaac, when he was talking?
I said it's a pretty nerdy website.
Oh, I love nerdy. Did you say there's a Star Wars Reddit?
That's one of the biggest ones.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in Star Wars Reddit, about to become one of my favorites. Do they offer spoilers?
Well, they offer everything. If you want spoilers, you get spoilers.
No,
if
I mean
you want
Star Wars spoilers. Did they spoil the movies before the movies came out?
Well, unlike you, I personally can't do that because I get too upset if I find out the spoilers. I can't handle it.
Well, then you should get off Twitter, because when The Force Awakens happened, some A Double Curvy Rhodes holes spoiled it for me. They told me that Han Solo died. Like, I knew that going into the theater. I didn't know how, but I knew it.
Sucks.
I know. So when I got ready to watch The Last Jedi, I knew I was going in. I wouldn't look at my Twitter mentions for like 2 weeks leading up to it. I refused because I knew somebody was going to try to spoil it. All right, Isaac, what about you? Well, that's just one website. What are your other ones?
I'm definitely an ESPN.com person, too.
I think in sports you have to be.
Yeah, I agree with you about the layout. I really, really like the layout. And YouTube as well. I go to YouTube for everything. I'm also a big nerd, but I like video games and comic books and superheroes, so they have a great online community for that as well. And this is really boring, but I'm on Gmail a lot. I'm on my email time. I have to count it. And then the fifth one, I'd probably say...
I think that's seven.
Yeah, Fandango or movie, Fandango.com or movies.com, because I love to look up my movies.
Speaking of that, I saw Incredibles 2 over the weekend. It was really good. I laughed a lot. I can't believe it's been 14 years since the first one came out, but Craig T. Nelson is brilliant. And I mean, he's just so good, even when he wasn't being Mr. Incredible. His role, his husband, his size, and his taking care of Jack-Jack was awesome. And Edna, she is my absolute favorite character, Edna in The Incredibles. All right, Isaac, what about you? How many of them have to do with UFC?
one of them. I go on to MMAfighting.com a lot, YouTube, and Twitter.
Those are your three?
Yeah.
Your wife does the Facebook thing, so you don't have to worry about that. She posts everything on Facebook.
Yes, yes. A lot of people who don't work in the business, I noticed, they not on Twitter. So just those three, and MMA website, YouTube, and Twitter.
Notice that Isaac does not check any type of score. He's not interested at all in sports news outside of personal combat.
If there was a drops.com, he'd be all over that one. He'd be the leader on that site.
Every now and then I ask Isaac to check out a website so he can find, for instance, when The Force Awakens was about to come out, I was like, Isaac, let's get some Star Wars drops. And he found this incredible website that it's actually a George Lucas thing in which they give you some of the most iconic drops in the voices. They're cut straight from the movies. And so he does do a good job when he goes searching for things on Google. He will now and then find things. I guess Google should be included because I spend a lot of time on Google. Where would we be? Where would this world be without Google now? But some people are saying, yeah, some people are saying Yahoo is their favorite search engine. So I'm seeing a lot of people that use Yahoo, but in my opinion, Google is far superior. All right, so we'll get to some of yours. I want to take your calls, 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line here at CBS Sports Radio, brought to you by GEICO with some great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. It's a Twizzler Tuesday After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.